Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
As schools start across the greater Rochester area,
yeah,
there is a battle waging.
What's going on?
Higher education versus going right into the workforce when your high school career ends.
Yeah.
And it turns out where you grow up has a massive influence on what decision your kid will make. But it turns out, by the numbers, the most successful high school students are choosing the least academic path. Something a letter this week says shows how smart they are.
Okay.
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. And it was about 2 weeks ago. We found a surprising study about kids in college.
What do they say?
Specifically, Tommy, where your kid grows up and how likely it makes them to pursue a college degree. Did you know?
What's that?
I always say that. You never make fun of me. I thought that was a fun thing we did together.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not sorry. You're not sorry at all. Did you know? In recent years, only 55% of rural high school graduates went on to college, kids that live out in the sticks. Compare that to 64% of suburban grads, 59% of urban grads. The sticks kids, lowest of the three.
Mm.
But what made that more surprising, Tommy, is nationwide, high school graduation rates are the highest in rural areas.
So they graduate the most.
You got it. Yet, are the least likely to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So when this first came up, we tried to figure out why this is happening. You mentioned, Tommy, more jobs tied to the community and rural.
Yeah, and your environment, what you see other people doing.
Okay, yes.
And the success they're having.
You got it. And they also brought up cultural way of life influences that dictated what a kid living in a rural area wanted to do for their future compared to other places.
I had a cousin went off to college in 66.
Yeah?
Came back wearing bell bottoms.
We ain't
spoke since.
You're describing your brother and your dad, by the way.
We moved off to hippie town.
I thought we had a well-researched, good discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We got phone calls, right, trying to get to the bottom. Apparently, we did not. It was all for nothing because there is a man who figured it all out. Tommy, some people look at college and think smart. This man heard us talk about this study and decided it shows who the real smarties are.
Okay.
And playing the part of this gentleman today will be our very own Kimmy. Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, read by Kimmy. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
Why does college automatically mean you're smart? Why does no college automatically mean you're dumb? Thoughts like this are why kids living in the country aren't going to college after high school is over. People in the country see through the scam. They're not going to spend $100,000 on some piece of paper that means nothing. They're not going to let their kids get brainwashed. They know that hard work is what makes money, not some connections that don't mean squat when it all hits the fan. Someone asked why kids that are graduating high school more than other kids would be the least likely to go to college. It's because not going to college is the smart thing to do. They know better, and kids in the country don't just do what they're told. They think for themselves. They understand the tradition of where they come from. They want to be there for their families. They value community and don't want to leave. If I owned a business, that's the kind of person I would want to hire. Sincerely, Bob.
Okay.
There's a lot of best Bob. Yeah. It's as good as I can do.
That was a good Bob voice. No, yeah, no. And the way you said brainwashing, yep. I think you nailed it. Brainwashing! All right, look, I don't want to turn this into a college versus no college, which one's better debate, right? It's been done 1,000 times. It doesn't go anywhere. What this letter brings to the forefront, Tommy,
what's that?
I believe, is a culture war. Outside education versus the education this town thinks you need. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't need college for around here.
Yeah, you from around here, you don't need college. In this letter, Bob talks about how not going to college actually makes you the smarter one. And there is something to be said about the cost of a secondary education, right? Especially if your kid wants to go to a private college.
Yeah, so if you're out in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
Like, the closest college, like a SUNY school, may not be that close to you.
Well, or quite the opposite. I mean, SUNY Geneseo's in the middle of nowhere. SUNY Brockport's right on the edge of the middle of nowhere. I mean,
You may be closer to a college town than you think.
Yeah, okay, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe distance happens, but here's the thing. Look, I understand that college is a big commitment. It's 4 to 8 years, the best case scenario of your life, only to have to start from scratch with a new job when you get out. But to start, you would think the way Bob writes this letter that no rural kids are going to college. 55%.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, kids are going.
Yes, I mean, right? It's only 9% less than suburban kids. The majority of rural high school graduates are still going to college. So let's pump the brakes on this culture shift Bob is describing.
Not one extreme or another.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if you saw the study and it said, like, 27% of rural kids were going to college, I would listen to what Bob's saying. More rural kids than not are still pursuing a secondary education. So that kind of blows up your whole, like, well, this is what we do around here theory.
Got to get it in the ground, son, before the rains come. So you can get the girl in your four-wheel drive. Shoot it back a spit. Don't take no lip.
Are you just going to do...
Roll it at the shoulder and there at the hip.
So you're just going to do country saying?
Big Bad John.
Okay.
Yep.
But culture may be the bigger issue here. Because I would like to read you the last part of Bob's letter once more. All right. You ready? Quote, kids in the country just don't do what they're told. They think for themselves. They understand the tradition of where they come from. They want to be there for their families. They value community. They don't want to leave. And all of that very well may be true.
And that all sounds like you're being told what to do.
Thank you. Thank you. Right? Like, you can't think for yourself.
We're going to isolate you.
Well, but like, that makes it sound bad. I understand the pull of a tradition.
Yeah.
Right?
And everybody gets sucked into some form of that.
100%. But you can't argue they think for themselves by following the traditions of the people that came before them.
Yeah, those are two different things.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Like, right? If I come from a place where my family has a tradition of military service or a line of mechanics or carpenters or whatever, right? Does a teenage kid feel pressure to continue that line? 252-WCMF? 252-9263?
Well, especially if they grew up learning those skills, right? They already have the skills to do it.
And you know,
and you have a way in.
And a lot of people, if you know, your dad had this job, your mom had this job.
Kind of set up for you in a lot of ways.
And they're your heroes, right? Like, you know, most men... their heroes are their dad.
Yeah.
Hard for us to understand that.
We had different dads.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I get it. I get why you would want to continue to do that. But I am curious, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, if you come from a rural area listening to the show right now, whatever you decided to do, pursue secondary education, go into the workforce, what factors led you down that road? Was it financial? Because that's a big part of it.
Oh, yeah.
I understand that, but that's something that kids in the suburbs and urban areas are also dealing with. Was it the pressure of not wanting to leave the place that made you? Because I understand that pressure.
And it could be also you may have started like living your adult life a lot quicker. Like, you may have got married young, had a kid.
Okay, now you're
got, but like, you may be going down that road faster than another kid where, like, you may already be in a serious relationship and thinking about making a family.
See, but now you're just doing a John Mellencamp song.
How does that one go?
Well, you're outside the Tasty Freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jack and Diane. Hands to his knees. It's not even words at that part. Hey, all right, shade a tree.
He is the poor man's Bruce Springsteen.
Country Springsteen going to sing you a song. Jack say it, y'all.
So he's the Sinatra of
he really is.
Folk music.
Bro, don't you dare call that folk. John Cougar Mellencamp is the Frank Sinatra of Americana.
So how would Frank Sinatra cover John Mellencamp? Because he'd love to do covers.
Little Diddy, Jack and Diane, I'm talking over music, and you idiots think I'm singing, and you give me a ton of music for it. Tasty Freeze.
Oh, it really fades away fast.
Yeah.
I just fell out of my chair. All right, look.
Yeah.
I guess what this comes down to, and it's not even a rural versus urban versus suburban thing.
Yeah.
Are we influencing our kids without realizing we're influencing our
kids? Well, it's impossible not to.
Well,
I mean, just going through your day.
Just
and
living your
life.
Your
kid's watching you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they see either the girl is seeing the success or the failures of what you're doing.
Sure.
And is that for me or not?
Okay.
And it could be something as simple as you're living your life and your kid is almost experiencing like what they don't want because maybe they see you struggling or see you miserable.
No,
whether you love what you do or hate it, I think either way it's going to influence your kid.
Look, that's what I went through watching my dad. Like the last thing I wanted to do was become a police officer, watching how everything worked out the way with my family did. I mean, I kind of think that job led it down that road. But like, you're right. Your kid will be influenced by everything you do, whether or not you realize
it. Yeah, good or bad.
I guess the question is, do you talk to your kid? Should you talk to your kid about this stuff? What do you want to do? Why do you want to do it?
I think that puts too much pressure on a kid.
I think you have to have that talk.
Because you're going to say, like, what do you want to do the rest of your life?
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't know about tomorrow. I mean, it's
or
too
what
much.
What are you thinking? What do you like? What are you
interested in? If you approach it like that, but a lot of times parents, they start giving, you better get going. You better figure it out. That was my parents' generation. So a lot of guys got pushed into jobs they freaking hate it.
Well, no, there's a difference between you got to figure it out and tell me what you're interested
right,
in.
Let's
what
do figure
you,
it out.
If you do it like that, that's fine.
Okay.
But a lot of dads like to insert this is what you should do.
Okay.
Because
dads like to control things. Like my dad thought to be a success, you put on a jacket and tie and you worked in an office.
You still think that
way. I know.
It's wrong. And my brother, both of my brothers tried it. One it worked out for, one it didn't.
Okay.
You know, you can't do that. Just because you like doing this, do you think you should do this, doesn't mean it's for your kid.
Look, I agree with you.
You'll also dish out advice of things that they didn't do themselves or they wouldn't do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Why don't you try this? It looks like it works for other people.
I mean, in the defense of dads, look, I know that we are clumsy with it. I know that we don't always say the right things. But it comes from a place of love. You want your kid to have a better life than you did. That's the American dream.
Right. That's true. But it may not be the right choice for them.
Okay. No, I don't disagree with you. 252-WCMF, hate mail of the week. Guy Bob writing us a letter after this discussion we had 2 weeks ago. We found out that kids in rural areas graduate high school at a higher rate than kids in suburbia or in urban areas. Yet, kids in rural areas are least likely to go on to go to college. And Bob writes us and says it's because kids in the country are smarter kids, right? They have traditions and
they don't get played.
They think for themselves with their tradition.
They're not suckers.
All right, going back to this whole talking to your kid about what they want to do, what you do, what they value. I think it might be important to play devil's advocate against what you do for a living.
If you talk it down?
Well, look, argue the opposite side just to see how your kid reacts. Because good parents find a way to hide the stresses of what they do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You don't want to burden your kids with a rough day that you had, getting yelled at by your boss, I'm exhausted, I'm burnt out, whatever.
Mm.
So your kids may only see you succeeding in your job. You also don't want your kids to think you're a failure. You're never going to come home and tell them that I struggled at my job today. I mean, that's too much information to put in a little kid's head.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if my kid says, I want to be just like you, I do think it's important, even if you don't believe it, to argue against what you do to see what the kid says. No?
I mean, that's a tough thing to do, man, unless you're not. You had to really feel it. You know what I mean? Like, you had to really, sell it.
You can play devil's advocate.
Okay.
You think you can handle what I do? You think you're dumb enough? You think you can get up at 2:30 in the morning and type on the computer for 2 hours before Tommy comes in and you make dog jokes for an hour and then go on the air? You think you can handle that? You can handle that lifestyle?
Try it, kid. I guess it couldn't hurt if your kid could handle it, yeah.
Okay. Look, I firmly believe where you come from puts a cap on what you think you can accomplish.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're all part of that prison. Yeah, you know, of your own world.
Do you understand what I mean? Right? Like, when I think that we underestimate when our kids look around, they see their future from the people that they live next to, from the people in the town that they live in. Like, I've said this before on the air. When I was a kid, my dream, I knew I made it, was to have a job that paid me $50,000 a year.
Yeah, that's always was the mark. Yeah. $1,000 a week.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks off for vacation.
That was my ultimate dream because I lived.
That was everybody's, yeah.
I lived in a neighborhood. The guy next door was a teacher. My dad was a cop. There was two mechanics that lived across the street.
I'm 2 years away from getting there.
But, like, I mean, look, I don't know if I could have accomplished more, but there were smarter kids in my neighborhood that could have gotten out.
But did your parents push you to do more? I'm asking.
Did my parents push me to do more?
Well, I mean, like, did your parents have a dream that you would go off to college, or did they not even?
I think they gave up on it. Okay. Like, I think, oh, like, yeah. Eighth grade, they realized, like, this.
What
this...
about your sibling? Never mind.
No, nobody went to a 4-year school out of my house. Like, my brother Ryan is just finished his 4-year degree, and he's 37.
I was just wondering because, like, I mean, both of my parents worked for Kodak. Okay. Neither of them, well, my mom didn't go to college. My dad tried college. It wasn't for him. And all they
said. Too many
said,
chicks.
It was like they made it.
Too many choices with the ladies.
Bro, that's stash.
Growing up, it was like I was going to college. That wasn't an option.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, like they wanted that for me, and it made me feel like as a kid graduating high school, oh, well, that's the next step. That's what I'm going to go off to do next.
But I also feel like that may be the wrong thing to do. And I get it comes from a place.
I think, you know, at that time especially, that was the big push because it kind of felt like you weren't going to get a job unless you went to college.
Okay. Yeah. And yes. And look, yeah. We all paid for the sins of that advice, right? You have a degree in advertising. You're never going to use.
Turns out, you know, when everybody went, there weren't those the jobs that they promised weren't available.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, you shouldn't tell your kid not to go to college, just like you shouldn't insist on your kid going to college. And again,
I think they also had this fear that I was going to repeat the path because all my family worked at Kodak, right? And then they had all those layoffs, and I think they had this fear, like, well, I don't want my kid to get stuck at a company like this, only for them to lose their job, you know, and not have anywhere to go.
But you're trying to like tell this kid, okay, this is what you should do. And this is going to affect your life for the next 40 years.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a dangerous chasm to leap with your kid.
But that's the way the world works right now. It's not.
It's
you're
the
right.
way it's always worked.
Look, you're right.
But I will say this. Kids that went into the military, that went into civil service for a couple of years, that did AmeriCorps, that did Peace Corps, it did pump the brakes on all that. And it gave the kids a chance to figure it out.
Like a different perspective.
And learn some other skills that maybe you didn't know you had.
Okay, that's a great point. And for the time you were alive, I get it.
Yeah.
And look, man, I mean, you know, a military career is not a bad idea. But when we're talking about the generation I grew up, I had buddies that went to the military.
Yeah,
they went overseas. They
were going to war.
And they came back different people.
But there was Peace Corps. There was AmeriCorps. There was other jobs. I mean, there's other avenues that kids can go and explore the world, see a little bit of it, and not have the pressure of this is your future for the next 30 years.
Look, I'm with you on that. The more of the world you see, the more of the country you see, the better perspective you
have.
You're
going to come out a better person. It's not the worst. There's countries that make you do it.
No, you're right. You're right. All right, so we asked for folks that live out in rural areas, you know, how did this go for you when you were trying to figure out what you were doing? And this is the most rural area name you've ever heard in your life.
What's that?
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Hudson Luft writes us.
Oh, that's country, son.
Maybe not pressured, just their own desire. My dad took 10 years outside of high school, was a farmer. I've been obsessed with it ever since I was a toddler. I currently work on a farm. I understand it's temporary and the pay isn't spectacular, but I love it. Okay, he found a job that he loves to do.
Yeah, I mean, farming like gets into your blood.
Yeah, you should probably go to the doctor, get that checked out.
You can't.
Well, no, oh, really?
No, you're stone cold country, son.
I mean, and if you like what you're doing, that's fine. I mean, in the initial article we talked about, where it showed that rural kids were going to college at the lowest rate, they talked about farm work and how easy it is for that to dry up and that the job security there isn't fantastic. And that's a big fear of these folks.
A hard life.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look, there was one line that Bob has that we keep coming back to here.
What's that?
Like, kids in the country don't do what they're told, they think for themselves. I would argue it's almost impossible to think for yourself at 15, 16, 17 years old.
Yeah. No matter where you come
you're
from.
You're not allowed to.
Yes. You are influenced by everything around you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, it's why so many kids from the same places make the same decision about their future.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why when you go through east side towns like Fairport and Pittsford, there are these high-end private colleges on billboards at the end of neighborhoods. It's why when you drive through towns like Greece and Gates, you see so many, whatever the name is, and Sons plumbing vans.
Right, or Bell's Bonds.
Exactly. Are you okay with your kid doing that? Because, like, they only get one go-around on this big blue marble.
Yeah, you got one shot at this.
Look, I think you said it perfectly. Have your kid go experience the world.
Yeah, and it's not the worst.
Let him make a decision.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the grand scheme of things, what's 3, 4, 5 years?
Nothing. And it's your dumb years. It may be your dumbest years.
No, I would argue they are your dumbest years.
Yeah, because you're finally set free and you know nothing.
Yeah. You're too dumb to know to be scared.
Right, but you're an adult. Go to it.
I do remember in college, like a couple years in, there were kids that started college a little bit later because they were in the service or for whatever reason they took some time in between. They were more determined to like do well in school. Like that was like their main focus was like, I'm here and I'm here for a purpose and this is what I want to do. They just seemed like they had a little bit more direction when they entered school than most kids at 17, 18.
Well, I think you can back me up on this. Like when you've seen the real world, you understand the real world is not kind.
No.
Right? Like we have the greatest jobs in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not to badmouth people, but there are people that we've worked with here who we like, good people,
yeah,
who went to college for this.
Yeah.
And they've only done radio.
Yeah, they went from school to radio.
Exactly. And they look at this as like a job. Like, you know, I could go do something else and I'll be fine. And you can't.
No.
Because this isn't the real world.
No.
And you haven't lived in the real world. And if you had, you would hold on to this job as hard as you can forever. So, like, Kimmy, when you describe those people that have been out doing real things and they have a chance to get an education, I understand why it's like, all right, I don't want to go back.
This is what I want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's perspective that you get from seeing things.
Yes, you do.
You're right.
Go enjoy the world a little bit.
All right.
This scare the crap out of you.
This did nothing, by the way.
Probably nothing
to help anybody.
Nope.
All right, great. Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's been a big threat day.
What happened now?
Here in the break room. Well, I don't know. Like earlier we talked about a woman accused of threatening a child. This story, two grown ass people, but it doesn't make it any less scary. Because there are levels to threats.
Mm.
And one person in this room is trying to figure out if someone wants to scare the hell out of you, is it best to do it with details?
Yeah.
Or leave it open-ended?
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So a very strange story coming out of the city of Rochester. Clifford Florence Jr. is a former candidate for Rochester City Council.
Oh.
So he tried to run in this upcoming election in November, but he didn't get enough primary votes, it seems, to appear on the ballot. So he's out.
Didn't happen.
But it seems he is still active in politics.
No.
For example, Florence Jr. has been arrested after police say he threatened city council member Michael Patterson as they were leaving City Hall back in June.
Like they're walking out together.
Yes.
That seems like it.
The victim, Patterson, took this threat very seriously. He says that he was afraid for himself and for his family.
Right. He said that.
So whatever he said, allegedly, scared
alarming.
This guy to the point where he was afraid for his life.
Oh, past that. He went and got a 90-day order of protection from a judge.
Oh.
And the man who made the threat, according to police, is facing charges for second-degree harassment. Now, meanwhile, the accused, Clifford Florence Jr., says he is totally innocent.
Been doing it.
Quote. It's actually
what are you talking about? What do you mean?
Quote, everything that was said about me is absolutely negative and untrue.
But he's saying none of it.
Did not happen. And in a rare turn of events, there was going to be an actual trial for the charge that he is facing in October.
So it's he said,
how
he
do
said.
You prove
essentially.
It? Yeah.
So we're going to see how that goes.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, there is one piece of information from this story we do not have. What was allegedly said?
Okay.
If anything was said at all.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a threat, we don't know. But it got someone in this room thinking.
What was that?
Kimmy, when it comes to threats.
Yeah, because it was obviously like this one interaction they're going off of. So it couldn't have been a long conversation, I'm guessing. So I was wondering, like, when in terms of the threat, like, was it a really detailed threat that made you fear for your safety and your family's safety? Or was it so vague that you didn't know where they were going to go with it? And it almost left it a mystery, which could be even scarier.
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Someone's going to threaten you.
Okay.
And they want to put the fear of God in you.
Yeah.
Is the scariest threat they can make detailed down to every little thing they want to do to you? Or is the scarier threat from that person open-ended and vague? 252-WCMF, Tommy Mueller.
Every time I've been threatened, male or female, it was very detailed.
Okay.
And... but you just knew the person.
Okay, but didn't they act upon it a couple times?
The times when I was in danger, I didn't see it coming. Like, you know, okay. When I got slapped,
maybe
punched, or almost run over.
Yeah.
But you remember I had a kid threaten me on my voicemail, my machine, you know, the old school cassette?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had that one kid show up at my house.
Well, can we time out from the machine one? Tommy was so scared by this answering machine threat. That you called the police right after, right?
No.
What did you do with the tape? I can't remember.
Well, I brought it down to the comedy club because he was a comic, and we played it for the audience before they introduced him. But remember I told you I had that one kid. He followed me home. I didn't know this. And I'm walking into my apartment upstairs. He's in the stairwell. He comes out of the shadows to threaten me at my house.
Hey, here's the thing, though. He didn't actually threaten you. He just said, please stop saying mean things about me.
Yeah, but I knew what – but
and it was at your house?
It was, yeah.
Oh,
did he say he was going to hurt you?
No, but I got the message.
Okay.
Which is way more...
scary.
To your point, that was more frightening than the other guy on the phone.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I had another kid threaten me.
Oh my God, we're going to be here until 10 o'clock.
So, I'm not making this up. We're on the roof of the Improv in Miami Beach.
A roof threat.
Yeah.
By the way, that's the only room we could book. Yeah, go up on the roof and tell jokes.
So the dude was threatening me. While smoking a joint.
Oh.
And he, like, was trying to be a tough guy.
How did you piss off a high person? Like, that takes skill.
But the funniest part was, like, he dropped his joint, and then he was more, like, trying to find his joint in the dark than threatening me anymore.
Okay.
So he's bent over trying to find the lit joint, which is lit. And he's still threatening me now with his ass hanging in the air. Like, I mean, you know, you just got to... it comes in all... shapes and sizes.
Not for everybody.
Kimmy, is a detailed threat or a vague threat more intimidating?
Oh, vague, because it doesn't even have to be anything violent that they're threatening me with. It could just be something as simple as, like, I'm going to get you. And that would have me scared because I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that? I have follow-up questions. Like, please give me more details.
The more detailed, the more comical.
Okay, so out of the gate, the fact that it's vague and I don't know what's coming makes it more scary. Mm-hmm. And I think Brooke agrees with us, or with you two. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way on Instagram, she says, definitely scarier to have zero details. Like, when someone tells you, watch your back and they're serious, it's a little scary. I would argue the vague threat is more scary because that comes from a person who is borderline out of control.
Okay. They're going
to
lose it.
Right? If you have the wherewithal to break down every little thing you're going to do to me, it tells me you're not as crazy as you need to be to follow through on the threat. You're still thinking clearly, right? If you can't put into words...
I haven't even decided what I'm going to do yet.
Yes, that's why I start to get nervous.
All right.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right? I am less scared of a man who can be detail-oriented in that moment.
Okay, yeah, because you're probably not going to do anything.
Yeah. And there's also a decision as a man you'd have to make in this situation. Because, like, as we talk about the story that kicked off this, again, Clifford Florence Jr., he was a former candidate for Rochester City Council. He was at a city council meeting in June, according to police, and threatened another city council member. The other city council member says that he was so afraid for himself and his family that he got a 90-day order of protection. Meanwhile, the guy accused of the threat says, never happened.
Okay.
There is a decision to make when to take that threat seriously. Because let's be real.
Mm.
Guys kind of threaten each other all the time.
Yeah.
It's not a day in the break room if I don't threaten you at least once an hour.
Kimmy threatens me.
Yeah, well, but again.
I keep it vague, though.
You do.
One day she's going to snap. She's going to be bloody, tiny little shorts all over the floor. Look, if a threat was made, right?
Yeah.
The alleged victim shouldn't have said something. But if the allegations are true, there was a line that was crossed here.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's how it usually goes.
Like,
yeah.
Where is the line where you feel like you have to say something to protect yourself? Because in all of the threats that you just detailed, you never called the cops.
No.
But you never got a weapon. You never felt the need to like defend yourself.
Is that because you didn't think it would actually happen?
It never did. The only times it did was with...
But, like, the odds weren't... After threat number three, the odds were no longer in your favor.
But I've been threatened by men and women.
Yeah.
I've been assaulted by women. I got mixed up in fights at work, but they weren't my fights, necessarily. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Where, like, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I got punched or assaulted.
Or then there was that time you were breaking down sex with that woman, and you were eating a powdered donut, and she punched you in the chest.
See, those that you don't see coming. So, like, I deserved it. I was talking about sex stuff with the guys, and she came in because she found out about it because somebody dimed on me. She just walked right in and squared up on me and nailed me in the chest.
Okay.
And I went down bad.
Like a puss-ass bitch.
With a powdered donut and a cup of coffee.
Where is the line where you have to say something?
Like I would have called the cops.
Yes, I find it weird that in all of the threats you've gotten, you've never felt the need to either call the cops or do something to try and...
All right, so the one I should have called the cops on was a chick trying to run me over.
Yeah!
Okay.
But instead you had sex with her after.
Yes. And then probably the guy that came to my house.
Yeah, he knew
and,
where
like,
you lived.
And was waiting for me, and I didn't know it, which was probably the most frightening moment outside of being like when I had a gun pointed at me at the store.
When you peed your pants.
Why are you going to bring that
up? No, I was just trying to make sure we got the same
I had a lot of coffee.
You peed your pants when a guy pointed a gun at you.
Well, I couldn't open up the safe. I got a little nervous.
Well, yeah, because your hands were all wet on account of you peed pants.
So I probably should have called the cops on that guy if I was going to do it.
But here's the thing. I wonder if he broke any law because he did not threaten you. He just showed up. It's not illegal to show up at your house.
You're right.
And it's an apartment complex.
Right, but I felt threatened.
Oh, did you feel threatened? Oh, no. Little Tommy, who admits he deserved it because he was being a deuce to this guy, he politely shows up at your house and asks you to stop it. I'm going to call the cops. I'm scared right now. I don't like it. I'm a bitch-ass bitch. I pee my pants so many times. They call me Tommy Pee Pants.
I only peed once.
Pee my pants all the time. Tommy Pee Pants.
You know the worst part of me peeing my pants?
What's that?
I wasn't the one that had to clean it up. A bag boy had to do it.
Oh, poor kid. Man. Yeah. I guess if you pee your pants with a gun in your face, it's okay for someone
else.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Does the way in which the threat comes in play into that, too?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is it scarier if they say it to your face or if they leave it on a voicemail or write it in an email? Or I almost think like the face-to-face one is the least scary.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because if they take time to put it in writing, they had time to, like...
Not write it.
Not write, yeah. Decide, okay. Like, maybe this isn't a good idea.
But you can also go down that road of, like, feeling invincible when you're right. I'm going to do this. You're not face-to-face, right? Like, it's that old Shakespeare theory. If you have the balls, excuse me, knowing that... burping episode. Knowing that I could do something back to you, or I could call the cops right now to stand in front of me and make that threat, that scares me. You can text me threats all you want. You can email me. Leave me a
so you're saying they're physically standing there?
If you got the balls to look me in the eyes and threaten me, that scares me.
Mm. All right.
And, like, it leads to another, like, hard thing as a man to do. And I don't know, Kimmy, if women have to do this. One of the hardest things you will do as a man is try to stay calm and tough looking in the face of someone who is currently threatening you. Because you think you're doing it right. Mm-hmm. Like, you think you're like, right? But most people get caught in that weird in-between. Like, they definitely don't want to be hurt by this person, so you
stick with it. Psh, okay.
Exactly. You don't want, but you don't want this person to think you're intimidated by them because you don't want to give them the upper hand. You're in this weird spot of trying to pretend you're not scared while at the same time being ready for whatever is coming at you in a moment's notice.
Okay. Because I've...
whoever.
One of the worst... So we had another situation. This was back at the old show.
Oh, my God.
Where somebody was threatening me. And
oh, my God.
I started to laugh at them.
Yeah, no, that's probably going
to... It got way worse. Like, they followed me all the way to the bathroom. And I'm at the urinal.
What's
that?
Did you hide in the bathroom?
No, I had to go to the bathroom.
Because he didn't want to pee his pants again.
Yeah, so
on
I go...
of the name Tommy Pee Pants.
Did you laugh on purpose or did you laugh because you were nervous?
Oh, no.
Oh.
This was, and he was losing his ever-loving mind in front of people.
Okay.
And I just lost it. And I remember at the end, like, it made it way worse for the guy because he now was like... He was really pissed. Like,
do you realize
now
it
you're
made it
mocking.
Worse for you, too?
What's that?
Do you realize it also made it worse for you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I know.
Just want to be clear.
But I'm also a dick. You know, I mean, I'm following what I do.
What choice do I have?
I know.
Well,
I
don't control my own actions as man with free will. Yes, you
no,
do.
No, there's just no free will, man.
Oh,
most
shut
people
it's
up.
All
oh,
under
moment.
The thumb, baby. It's all pre-written. The script's already been published.
I think most people in that moment
shut up.
Are trying to make things, are trying to de-escalate
yes,
without
you should.
Looking soft, I guess is how you put it,
yeah,
to your
yeah,
point.
Yeah. Yes. Like
and laughing in their face, not the best option.
Well, no, the smart thing to do is to just come straight up humble. Hey, man, if I said anything,
I
apologize. But you don't. No. And guys, for some reason, it makes guys feel like they're a bitch doing it.
That's when smoking always comes in handy. Like, if somebody starts threatening you and you just open up a pack of smokes, tap it, just light up. You don't even say anything. You just take your time lighting a cigarette.
He's 100% right. It's the toughest thing you can do.
Yeah. And it totally, like, throws people off.
Yeah. Not to mention, you now have a weapon in case he comes at you. I can flick that cigarette right in your face and run like a bitch.
Yes.
pee in my pants! They call me Tommy Pee Pants!
So always carry a pack of cigs on you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Guys, this is probably not good.
What's
at
the
all.
Matter?
Because, like, you know, this is how Kimmy, like, comic books, how heroes were born.
Mm.
And in real life, again, with the little bit of information we have and the more information we're starting to get, that you just die terribly or get really, really sick. Not funny. You're hanging out on the Breaker Rutsch, just classic rock 96.5 WCMF. So last week, we told you about a story of radioactive shrimp.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're not making that up. Walmart had to recall a bunch of frozen bags of shrimp from one store in Pennsylvania because the shipment coming into America had tested positive for cesium-137 in its shipping container. That is a radioactive material. And because of the amount apparently they found in the shipping container, the shrimp, which had already been put on store shelves in some places, had to be taken back.
So these shrimp are more advanced with the nukes than the North Koreans.
Yes, it's very possible. Right. Yeah. So we were told initially it's not that big a deal, isolated to like this one store in Pennsylvania. Everything will be just fine. Well, this week we're getting more information.
What happened?
Southwind Foods of Carson, California is expanding its cesium-137 contaminated shrimp recall. So the shrimp, which is bagged and frozen, now has been sold, it seems, in stores in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, and West Virginia.
You know, I'm fine with that. Most of the states I don't really care about.
Okay.
Much. Didn't treat me well when I passed through. So enjoy your radioactive shrimp, bitches.
The good news.
What's the good news?
For us, at least. Yeah. They were not sold in Walmart stores in New York.
Oh. Okay.
So unless you were buying frozen shrimp out of state.
Yeah. Who doesn't when you're out of town?
We have nothing to worry about. So they say the product should not be consumed or served. They say to throw them away.
Maybe even touched.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you shouldn't even really handle it.
I couldn't remember last time if we figured out if, like, the packaging itself was contaminated or...
If it's been sitting in my house glowing in my freezer and I'm grabbing ice for cocktails.
Yeah, if it touches other stuff.
All right, so here's the thing. The first story we had, they were very nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
It was just get
Toss
rid of the
it.
Shrimp.
Yeah.
Yes, throw it out, and it's just a tiny little thing. As this starts to expand, because it seems, at least according to this story, the shrimp recall... It came into four U.S. ports, Los Angeles, Houston, Savannah, and Miami. It wasn't just the one port that we had in the initial story. This seems to be getting more and more serious, leading me to believe that maybe just throwing the shrimp away isn't the best idea.
Okay.
Because, like, now you would have a radioactive shrimp bag in a
landfill?
Yeah.
Or in your garbage can?
Gets into the water supply.
And like we had asked before, if this thing is radioactive, if I'm handling it to bring it back to Walmart, am I putting myself in danger? Are the people in Walmart putting themselves in danger by handling this thing?
Hey, I wonder if the shrimp look weird because they were exposed. Or do they look like normal shrimp?
I don't have a picture of the actual shrimp.
You know what I mean,
would think they'd tell you, right? If you could look for something specific.
Well, no, because you wouldn't want people to handle them. You wouldn't want them to open up the bag.
Well, like all the shrimp look normal. Like one is like 4 foot long, all curled up in the bag.
It's got eyes on it, too.
It's got eyes.
Ah, it speaks. All right, tell me.
Should have touched that thing.
Here's the thing, though.
What?
If you showed me a 4 foot grilled bang bang shrimp,
that is delicious.
Even if it's radioactive, I might take a bite of that.
Grab me a knife.
So I don't know how we're supposed to feel about
it. It sounds like it's. I wouldn't overreact.
Okay, all right. Here's
or just toss it if you're not sure.
No, right. I mean, look, get rid of the shrimp. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not saying eat the shrimp. What I'm saying is if we follow the patterns of news stories, you know, us working in the news for as long as we have, like first comes the it's no big deal.
Mm.
Then comes the, hey, here's a little more of a heads up. Normally there was a third story where it's like, oh, my God. And I'm worried that oh, my God story is coming later this week or Monday morning.
It could be. Well, when was the last time I think Boar's Head was the last one we had.
Yeah, like they killed a bunch of people?
With the cold cuts?
Yeah. But that wasn't radioactivity, right?
Yeah.
And we're still not entirely sure why these containers tested positive for this radioactive
material.
Where it
initially came from.
Which is also alarming to me. Like, all the stories I've read about this does not detail what about it was radioactive.
I thought they came from, like, Indonesian era power plant, you said.
No, that was... So Jeremy called us when we first had this conversation. And no, he had a theory, like... what it was being prepared with.
Okay.
Maybe these things are radioactive because they were being prepared in a place with radioactive material.
Okay, like a plant or something. Yeah.
But there's nothing in the story that says that's the case. Dan writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Did they detonate the atomic bomb to pulverize the rock under the ocean to absorb the acidity? Now our shrimp are radioactive. Remember, they wanted to detonate an atomic bomb in the ocean. We talked about that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was not good. A lot of people arguing if you eat the shrimp, you get superpowers.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
What would Shrimp Boy's superpower be? Because, I mean, Spider-Man, you get to shoot the webs. Like, you're essentially a human spider.
Yeah, but
like,
the shrimp guy's got the strength of 10 shrimp.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because Troy's on CMF. Hey, Troy, how are you, buddy?
I was going to say, this sounds like Tommy's origin story. Isn't he a radioactive shrimp?
Shrimp Man, Tommy Boulay, with the power to wear the shortest shorts in America.
That's you.
The superpower is tracksuits. You're just really good at picking out tracksuits.
And they are all kind of radioactive color. Troy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes worst comic book writer Troy ever. No, you're right. Like, they're
lame animal to become, that's all I'm saying.
Well, but I guess it's better than, like, cow. Like, if you ate radioactive cow, would you
cow man?
Cow, what does cow man do?
Cow's cooler than a shrimp.
You got udders.
Yeah, like the power to spray milk in your face from across the room. Rob writes us, Duffy, stop being a bitch-ass bitch. How bad can radiation be? Sign the people of Chernobyl. I don't think they actually wrote that.
No, probably not.
Very scary situation out there. Okay. If we go down this bitch-ass bitch road, right? All right. So there's been some stories lately about how the FDA is going to start pulling back on, like, inspections.
They're cutting back.
It's being proposed.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to be worried about that?
About this or in general?
Just in general. Like, we're going to start pulling back on, like, inspections, but also at the same time, hey, watch out for the radioactive shrimp.
Yeah.
Like, those two stories in the news simultaneously don't make me feel great.
No. And you got to have, people have to have faith in the food supply. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good thing that we have people, like, keeping an eye on things.
Well, did.
Have that, you know, the detector going around.
Geiger.
See what's, the Geiger counter.
Geiger counter. Yeah. The Teddy Geiger counter. Found one in Rochester.
Wait, did his old man start that?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, because it's not true.
Oh.
252 WCMF, the radioactive shrimp recall has been expanded. It was just one Walmart in Pennsylvania to begin with. Now, stores in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, and West Virginia may have sold the bags of frozen shrimp from a company based out of California, which, again, tested positive for radioactivity. Maybe we're overreacting.
Okay.
Karen writes us on, or she's on CMF. I'm sorry, Karen. Go ahead.
Hey. First of all, you're not going to be able to tell by looking at the shrimp. They're not going to have, like, 12 eyes or anything. They're going to look totally normal. Unless you eat, like, 10 pounds of these suckers and maybe even more, you're probably not going to have any ill health effects.
Okay,
you're
so here's really the thing, not. Karen, I am not an expert.
I don't like probably, though.
Probably is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sentence, Karen.
Well, I mean, from what I've read, the level of radioactivity in the shrimp that they're talking about is really, really small, like probably less than like when you get an X-ray. So, I mean, do you want to eat them on purpose? Not really.
I do pound shrimp.
It's really not going to be a heavy exposure.
All right. So, Karen, very important question here. Very important question. You said you read about this.
Indeed.
Do you have any background in nuclear
food
radiation,
supply.
Food
fish.
Supply, any of this stuff?
more like the ecology standpoint. That's where my...
Okay, smart Karen.
Environmental technology.
Okay, all right. Karen says, cool out, man. Eat all the radioactive shrimp you want.
Relax.
Yeah.
It's just a little radioactivity. It's fine.
I mean, Karen, we're at the point where we're justifying just a little bit of radioactive material.
I wonder how much stuff we eat
fine.
That has been
it's
exposed.
It's not like farmed them in Chernobyl. It's fine.
But you were saying, Tommy.
Think about how much stuff we probably eat that has been exposed. I mean...
That's 100%.
There's orchards around power plants.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's eat that stuff.
Okay,
I love a good warm apple.
I don't.
That's already baked, right on the vine.
No, but we should not be having a conversation like I guess it's not that bad that our food's nuclear.
But I mean, you're breathing crap all day, bro.
Do not justify radioactive shrimp.
Not.
No, you are, Karen. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Like, I think fair line is no radioactive shrimp in America.
And when in doubt, toss it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So chuck the shrimp out.
But it's so expensive and it's so good.
Okay, or you could be Shrimp Boy.
I already have Shrimp Boy in this room.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.